Welcome to What's Your Edge, a series of Vision Edge marketing podcasts dedicated to helping you use data, analytics, process, and measurement to create an edge for you and your customers. Not long ago, Mark, my husband, started limping. When I asked him what was wrong, he said his knees were bothering him. For immediate relief, he applied some Bengay and took some Advil. The next day, he said he felt better. A few days later, I found him sitting in his chair with a heating pad on his knees. "It looks like your knees are still bothering you," I pointed out. He hadn't had any knee problems before and claimed he hadn't done anything to strain them, so we decided it wasn't anything serious and we would see how things would go. A few days later, when Mark and I had planned to go on a hike, he said he didn't think he would be able to go. His knees were in just too much pain. At this point, I'm thinking, maybe it's time to go to the doctor. Mark met with his primary care physician, who prescribed him some medication that seemed to work, and he felt better. However, within a week or so of activity, the pain returned with a vengeance, and we were off to the doc in a box, who gave him an injection which eased the pain, along with a referral for an orthopedic specialist. This scenario reminds me of the performance management journey many marketing organizations travel. Many of these marketers feel some pain. Maybe it's a result of increased scrutiny by the finance organization. Maybe it's the increased requests from the leadership team for better information about the value of a program or investment. Or maybe the marketing team is developing their annual plan and trying to determine the best course of action. Regardless of the reason, a common response to the pain is like the above approach. Try to fix it with some inexpensive over-the-counter remedies, such as free or inexpensive analytics tools or dashboard templates or how-to articles and white papers. And sometimes that may be all that's needed. What happens when that's not enough? Often the next step is to call in an existing resource, such as your agency, like a primary care physician. They may be able to give you some relief. Or maybe you decide to deploy a new technology. That too may be all you need. However, when you've attempted to solve a problem and it persists, it may be time to call in an expert with a specific focus. Yes, some general practitioners are trained to diagnose and treat ailments in any part of your body, but for a tricky condition, you may need someone specializing in a particular area, such as your knees. These specialists have additional training and experience that make them experts in their field. They are working on solving your type of problem every day. It's what they do. They have more in-depth knowledge in the area than their generalist colleagues. There are many marketing specialists out there. You may be using some for SEO or ABM. There are also specialists in marketing operations, marketing accountability, and marketing performance management and related fields. When seeking a specialist, odds are you will follow a similar six-step buying process used by your customers. Let's take a look at what these steps are. First, identify the problem and its causes. There's nothing worse than treating a problem with the wrong solution because you're unsure of or misunderstand what the problem is. It won't work to treat arthritis as if it were a pulled muscle. Second, identify solutions and investigate the preferred solution options. This means you need to determine the best methods for treating the problem. Would physical therapy or surgery be a better option? In some instances, all you need is a tactician, additional arms and legs who can solve a specific short-term problem, such as managing event details, writing copy, or creating graphics. In other situations, you may need someone for a longer period to serve in a more strategic capacity, for example, developing a new product launch strategy and all that it entails. For other situations, such as executing a multi-touch campaign, you may be able to rely on a generalist, that is, a marketer with a broad base of experience. Your situation may call for a specialist, such as a special expert needed for designing and conducting market research, building marketing models, or developing a dashboard. As you consider what kind of expert you need, you will want to decide whether they need industry expertise or what you really need is a skilled craftsman, such as a data scientist. Ask colleagues, associations, and check publications to identify the best methods. Methods evolve. There may be newer treatments that are more effective than what was used in the past. Let's look at number three, establishing your criteria. Create and prioritize a list of criteria to help you choose your specialist. Criteria might include background, years of experience, industry expertise, and so on. Here's a starting point. When you have all the necessary time, tools, and skills, you may be able to do it yourself with just a little coaching. When your team is in reactive mode, missing deadlines or important details, focused on the urgent at the sake of the important, or attempting a task without the necessary skills or tools, consider seeking an outside expert. Here are three questions that can help you decide whether to tackle the effort on your own or seek outside help. Knowledge and skills. Do you know what you need to do and have the skills for the task? Time-sensitive and mission-critical tasks are not ideal times for trying to learn a new skill. Benefit from a specialist or a skilled craftsman is a way to achieve both the task and facilitate skills development. Second, complexity. Will you be able to achieve a better result with help? It is a good time to take advantages of external experts, particularly a tactician or a generalist, when a task becomes complicated and there are a large number of moving parts. And lastly, time. Is doing this task the best use of your time? Time is a perishable resource. You cannot store or save it, making it far more valuable than money. Leverage outside help when the task will consume too much of yours and the company's time at the expense of other efforts. Now we're on to four. Select a solution and identify potential solution providers. Once you've selected your treatment plan, you are ready to identify the specialists to work with. Different needs will require different levels of investment. Will a walk-in clinic suffice, or is it time to bite the bullet for a more in-depth exam and solution? Consider these questions in advance, which will help you define the scope and type of expert you require. What tasks need to be completed? Why and how do they fit together into the big picture? What are the top three benefits of using an external expert? How quickly does the work need to be completed, and why is the timing important? Why do you need outside expertise, and what, if anything, have you completed or attempted, and what were the results? How will the success of the task and the project be measured? What challenges do you anticipate, such as availability of people needed to support the work, or working across multiple time zones or geographic facilities? What internal requirements or processes are needed to bring someone in? How long will this take? And who within your organization and from other organizations need to be included in the selection process? Who on your team will need to be part of the process and work with the person or firm that you bring in? And what is their level of expertise? And lastly, what is important to you about the person or firm you're going to hire? Does it matter where they are located, their existing projects, or their industry expertise? Consider making a list of what is important in priority order, and then using a 1 to 5 or other scale, rate each of the items and make your final hiring decision. Okay, step 5, evaluate all the potential providers, create your shortlist. Now it's time to vet your top candidates. Visit their websites, read their content, talk with customers and other industry leaders. 6, engage with your shortlist. Once you have identified the potential experts, set an initial consultation appointment. Be clear about your problem, what you've tried, what's worked, what hasn't worked, and your ideal outcome. Just as you would bring your test results and updated list of your medications to a meeting with a medical specialist, for a performance management meeting, you should bring a list of your current systems, data, metrics, performance management processes, tracking, and reporting. Make your selection and start to work. Problems rarely just go away. Some symptoms might dissipate even though the problem is getting worse. It is generally less expensive and more effective to start a treatment before the problem worsens, causes complications, or spreads. The field of marketing is becoming more and more complex. As marketing becomes more data-driven and metrics-oriented, specialties have emerged across all of the marketing disciplines. Whether you are in a large or small marketing organization, specialists are becoming necessary. When you invest in an external expert, you're making an investment both in the result and the relationship. Having a repeatable process for evaluating external experts and bringing them on board helps ensure both a quality outcome and experience. Budget for external experts along with your programs. Rather than find yourself in an emergency where you may not have a choice about your help, take a strategic approach. This is especially true when it comes to the work associated with performance management and measurement. These are the people who have expertise and experience in using data, analytics, process, and metrics. We are not saying this is an easy job. If it were easy, we wouldn't continue to see results from our research and studies such as Kantar, which claim marketers struggle to assess their marketing performance. Need more advice on how and when to choose a specialist? We'd love to chat with you. Hope you found this episode of What's Your Edge helpful. What's Your Edge is the creation of Vision Edge Marketing, founded in 1999. we help our customers solve the most difficult problems when it comes to using data, analytics, process, and measurement to accelerate growth, create customer value, and improve performance. We always welcome hearing from you.